Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. And as for us, we are doing just fine. Today's topic is on business. And it's also on you. You as the individual, you as the person that's trying to become everything that you're trying to become as you work to grow your business, grow yourself, develop your brand, all of those different things. Now, a lot of people might say, why is the title of this Positive Self-Defense for Business? Well, to be honest, some time ago, I was teaching a class, and the class was on self-defense. So when I was teaching a class on self-defense, people were asking me different questions, trying to get their answers to how to protect themselves, how to guard themselves from harm, how to keep bad things from happening, or how to handle those things when they happen. Well, at that time, I realized that there were a lot of people that wanted information, but there was also a lot of people that didn't want to become a martial artist. There were people that didn't want to become a brawler, so to speak, or a fighter. So I created what we call now the Positive Self-Defense Programs, or system. And originally that system was gauged for self-defense, physical self-defense. Well, as time went on, because of the way that the program itself was developed, I got more and more people asking for more and more specialized versions of positive self-defense. Now, let me give you a little bit more background, which may be helpful. The reason that this format seems to fit into so many different categories and so smoothly is because we cover an area that most people don't cover. And we also blend areas where most people don't blend. They don't see the connection. However, we do. So in positive self-defense as a whole, basically the way that we teach the program is we look at mindset first. And then after we look at mindset, then we start looking for or looking at awareness and other areas of awareness, knowledge that most people don't have, some knowledge that people are ignorant in. And then from there, after we hit mindset and awareness, then from there we go into the actual dealing with a physical altercation or actually figuring out ways that you can protect yourself and, of course, do it in an effective way without causing yourself harm and getting out of the area, getting out of the problem, fixing it and moving on. So basically, positive self-defense as a whole has three main areas. And then from those three main areas, we add other areas into it that actually add to the individual's learning and also the areas in which they may need to address depending on where they are. Now, we also understand that there is no such thing as one size fits all. That's why there is a positive self-defense for business, because the positive self-defense for business, of course, really doesn't really focus on physical self-defense, but it does focus more on the mindset, more on awareness, and more on taking proactive measures so that you don't have to react. You know, we do cover just a little bit of it, but that's because it's just a good thing to know. You know, workplaces have a lot of stress. There's a lot of different things going on in the workplace that are affecting different people in different ways. You've got different levels of knowledge. You've got different concepts of what's going on within the workplace. You also have any of the other problems in life that may manifest themselves in the workplace. So work can really be a bit of a dangerous place. It can also be a place with a lot of hotheads. So the positive self-defense program is for the person that is all about business, all about work, all about being professional, but also helping to give them a rounded picture of the world that we live in. Because, ladies and gentlemen, just because you may have never experienced the violence doesn't mean that there isn't violence going on all around you. If you've never had an altercation, then that's great. That is fantastic. However, if something was to happen, wouldn't you rather be prepared? What is it? It's better to have and not need than to need and not have. And that's basically what the positive self-defense system is for business. We're trying to give you all of the tools that in some cases you definitely need. Whether you ever have anything happen in your job place or your workplace or not, a workspace. But we're also covering those things that you may not necessarily need, but they are good to have. So what do? They put you in a better state. They put you in a better mindset. They make you aware, all right, because ignorance is not bliss, ladies and gentlemen. Ignorance is not bliss. So Positive Self for Business is basically a basic business course. It's a business course with a self-defense swing to it. And the self-defense swing, as I said before, is going to help you to deal with different things that go on throughout your business life. So we cover a number of different areas as we talk about positive self-defense and the program. Now, this program also, there's a lecture that can go with it, but we're really going to just kind of hit over the topics, try to give you an overview, and hope that some of the information that we share with you is also helpful to you for your life and your business. Now, when you teach a self-defense class, you always talk about, one, your tools or your weapons. Well, one of the other areas that you talk about are the vulnerable points of the body. Well, we're going to talk about some of the vulnerable points of your business, some of the vulnerable points that you may not think of. So if we were looking at physical, we would be looking at head, eyes, nose, ears, throat, between the shoulder blades, knees, belly button, you know, all of these different areas that are considered either very sensitive or can cause great damage. Well, in your business, you've got the same thing. Do you have a plan? Are you working that plan? You know, what are the things that you're doing or that need to be in place for you to have a successful business? You know, do you have the proper funding? You know, do you have a plan on how you're going to actually do the work or take care of the task? Do you have deliverables that you need to meet? Do you need personnel? What types of personnel do you need? Are you going through the interview process? Are you being fair and consistent when you go through that particular process? You know, as you're dealing with business, are you looking for or getting the correct business partners? Are you learning and continuously trying to grow yourself so that you can have not only a better understanding of your business and the things around you, but also a better understanding of yourself? These things are very crucial as you try to grow your business. You know, Helen Keller said that character cannot be developed in ease or quiet. All right? She said, only those who have the experience of trial and suffer can the soul be strengthened and you have the aspiration to achieve the goals that you want to achieve for success. Now, for those of you that know Helen Keller, she's a lady that was deaf, dumb, and blind. She couldn't hear, she couldn't see, and she couldn't speak. However, she became a very powerful force. Why? Because she had something called belief. And she had faith that there were things that she could do, even though most people had no way of even trying to figure out how to communicate with her. And she became a very strong leader in the world around us. And that's why we can quote people like Helen Keller today. Well, again, in positive self-defense, or PSD, our goal is to give you a positive mindset on how to better understand yourself, your abilities, and the abilities for you to protect yourself from harm on not only a physical level, but also on a mental level. You know, like I was saying earlier, we have people that are constantly, you see different things of violence on television. Well, again, that violence works in the workplace. It can happen in the workplace and can happen outside of the workplace. You know, recently in the Washington, D.C. area, they had a active shooter occasion on the Navy Yard where a gentleman that had military training just kind of went off the edge, and he got in a weapon and started shooting people. Well, what are you doing to safeguard yourself? Stop looking for someone else to figure it out for you. You know, stop looking for someone else to have the answers to the problem, and be prepared yourself. Do the things that you need to do. And that's another area that we talk about. We're talking about your worldview. You know, everybody has different viewpoints on what the world is about, what's out there, what's going to hurt them, what's not going to hurt them, what they can handle, what they can't handle. But most of us either overestimate what's going on or we underestimate what's going on. So we need to have a well-rounded approach on how we're going to deal with different things that happen. But part of the problem is our worldview. You know, if you live in the world today, you've got a lot of people that are expecting someone to make their life easier. Well, guess what? That's not how it works. Another area that you want to look at when you talk about dealing with people in the workplace and out of the workplace is your references. You know, what are the references that you use, and how do you see the world around you through those references? You know, a negative mindset, a negative attitude. You may not perceive yourself as being negative, but if negative stuff is coming out of your mouth, then that means that's negative stuff that you're sharing with other people. That means you're giving them a negative presentation, maybe not only of yourself, but also of themselves, destroying their self-esteem, destroying their ability to do the work that you need to do, not giving people the big picture because you believe that they, you know, your perception or your references of them is that they can't do it. And again, you may mean absolutely no harm in what you say, but we need to all be more sensitive to how we present ourselves and how we present ourselves to others. So every now and then we need to take a look in the real mirror, not the mirror that, you know, yeah, I look finished, trim, and I'm in shape, but yet you got a gut and you're rubbing it, talking about you pay all the taxes on that. You know, your references to the world affect your work environment, your personal environment, and everything around you, how you socialize with people, how you talk to people, and sometimes it's based on status. The other thing that we want to talk about is your perceptions. Perceptions in Webster's Dictionary is the act, process, or facility of perceiving or a way that you see things. Perception is very simple. It's how you see the world. Does that mean that the way that you see the world is how the world is? No. What it means is the way that you see the world is how you see the world. That doesn't mean it's reality. That just means it's your reality to you. Every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, we have to step back. We have to look around us, see what's going on, and see things as they are, not as we idealize them or want them to be. Because guess what? If you're walking into a powder keg, then guess what? You light a match, it's going to explode. So how you interact with people, and a lot of that is your perception of those people. If you perceive them to be stupid and dumb, you're going to treat them like they're stupid and dumb. If you perceive them to be geniuses, you're going to treat them like geniuses. If you believe that some man or woman is so handsome or so gorgeous that they shouldn't have to do any type of work, then guess what? That perception is what you're translating into the world. It's what you're relaying into the world around you. And those people are going to respond accordingly. And their response may not be according to what you plan to happen because you guys are dealing on different mindsets. You're looking at different perceptions. You're looking at how they see it and how you see it. The other area that I really like to talk about in positive self-defense for business is your metaphors. Again, your metaphors are the words that you're using. It's what's coming out of your mouth and how people are interpreting that. You know, if you think you're dumb, then guess what? You're dumb. If you think you're smart, then guess what? You're smart. However, again, we go back to perception. Not everybody around you may have that same appreciation of your skills, abilities, and all of the above. So your metaphors also have a lot to do with it. You know, my mother-in-law has a tendency to say, fair to middling. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm doing okay, or nobody's going to listen. All of that's negative information. And when you share negative information, you not only comes out of your mouth, it also goes back into your ears. And that's going to help to put you in a deficit as in having social capital. Social capital, how we deal with people, how people perceive us. Because if you don't think much of yourself, then why should anybody else think much of you? I mean, let's be honest about it. So positive self-defense, what we're doing is we're looking to change the way that you deal with personal self-defense, general self-defense, and how you deal with people in the business arena along with your business. You know, there's an old saying, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he can feed himself for a lifetime. So what we're trying to do is we're really trying to broaden the mindset using some of the same, again, principles that you would use in physical self-defense to help protect yourself. You know, Mark Twain said that it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And that's really true. And in business, it's the same thing. You're going to deal with a lot of people that think they know how to network. They don't know how to network. That think they know how to talk to people. They don't know how to talk to people. So you have to have your armor on. You have to be prepared. However, your armor needs to be a flexible armor, because not everybody that speaks or deals with you in a non-professional way are people that you can treat the same way because of their position, because of their status. Now, is it right? Of course it's not right. Is it ever going to be fair? It's probably not going to be fair until you get in the position where you can do the right things because you've got the right mindset. And remember something else. Truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. You know, you get a lot of people that think that fiction is this magical stuff, and then you look at some of the things that happen in reality, and you're like, this can't be real. This has got to be, you know, an imaginary situation. Mark Twain also said that. He said that truth is stranger than fiction, but it's because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth is not, or probabilities. Truth is not. Truth is truth. No matter how it worked, if somebody did some miracle, guess what? They did that miracle. All logic may be to the contrary of something like that happening, but that person was able to make it happen. Most of us have an idea. We have business within us. A lot of people that are business people have a certain hunger, especially if they're an entrepreneurial type of individual and they have that entrepreneurial type of spirit. Or if they're an entrepreneur. If they're an entrepreneur, then they're somebody, it may not be their business, but they conduct themselves like it is their business. They conduct it like it is their money. They conduct it because they're trying to grow and develop and become more. You know, I constantly talk to people about being dependent, independent, and then getting to the level of interdependency. Well, most people never get there. Most people go from dependent to independent, back to dependent. Very few people get to interdependency. What is interdependency? Interdependency is when you can not only do what you need to do yourself, but you can get others involved so that you can do it faster, quicker, cheaper, and more efficient. That's what you call delegation, but delegating to where everybody has respect for what everybody else is doing, and there's no one person that's better than the other, but we're getting the job done quicker, more effectively, and, of course, more cost-effective. That's that interdependency. Interdependency is when you've got somebody that has a trauma. You can do this for your business. Let's say a car rolls on somebody. Well, five people can lift that car. However, one person may not be able to. The extraordinary person with their adrenaline going can lift that car. But five people working together to lift that car can lift that car a lot easier and a lot more efficiently than one person can. Most people, most grown adults, never get to the level of interdependency. Entrepreneurs have a tendency to get there once they start doing things that are going to help their company and their brand grow as they start to work with people that have skills and abilities that they don't have. Also, taking the work and delegating it to people that it's a $100 job. You've got $1,000 work, you've got $100 work, you've got $10 work. If you're the person that can do the $1,000 work or the $10,000 work, that's the work you need to be concentrating on. That's the work that you need to be doing. That's the work that you need to be putting your time and effort in, so you need to be able to also give away a little bit of the pie or share some of the pie with other people that may not have your level of skill or another person's level of skill, but can still get the task done. So, now, basics for the principles of positive self-defense. What we want to do is increase your reaction time. Again, in self-defense, you want to act correctly and you want to act quickly. Sometimes that takes practice. Most times that takes practice so that you can improve your ability to deal with certain things. Also, putting things in a place where you can easily obtain them so that you can do the things that you need to do, because you'll be able to increase your reaction time a whole lot for your team if you get in a chance of creating a system. From that system, constantly doing those things and knowing it to where it's almost automatic. So you're going to increase your reaction time by doing different things. The other thing that you need to do in self-defense and in business self-defense is you need to obtain a good balance. What is that good balance? That good balance is not doing more than you can do. Doing what you can do, always looking to push it a little bit so that you can improve, but also learning when, again, you need to hand it off to someone else. You need to become a little bit more proactive in how you interact with people, working on the way you deal and interact with individuals on the verbal side and on the physical side, creating that balance of what? Work, family, God, if God is one of those things that you look about, also looking at your finances, also looking at your mental capital and how you share and deal with that with people, as you also keep people informed in the business. One of the things that a lot of people do in business that's really sad is they don't tell people what the big picture is, or all they do is tell them the big picture, or they just give them a little piece and tell them to work on it, but not letting them know how the end on the left and the end on the right match up with their end in the middle, because you didn't give them enough information. What are you doing? You're trying to keep control, but what you're really doing is you're setting yourself and the business up for failure. Why? Because you're not sharing crucial information. So obtaining that balance is really important. You know, taking that little bit of time off, you know, getting those little breaks and doing the things that you need to do to rejuvenate yourself. The next part, number three, would be developing a plan of action. We should all have a plan of action on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We also need to understand that our plans and our plans of action need to be pretty straightforward, but they're also a living document. If changes happen in the business, you need to understand that you're going to need a level of flexibility to deal with those changes. We do not live in a perfect world. There are laws, and there's laws of the universe just like there's laws of gravity. Those laws can help you or they can hurt you. The problem is a lot of us try to fight against the natural laws. There's natural laws of man. There's natural laws of nature. There's natural laws of physics. All of those things apply. There's also all you can do, ladies and gentlemen, is all you can do. So every now and then, again, you need to have a plan. Not every now and then, but you need to have a plan. Plan is going to help you to succeed and also to measure the goals that you need to get at, but you also need to know that sometimes you're going to have to deviate. Those plans also need to be written down, and they need to be shared. All the plans need to be shared, especially with the key players that are going to be doing those tasks, and then you have to check for what you expect. By checking for what you expect, that's how you're going to find out if you're hitting your goals or if you're way off your goals. All right, number four. You need to use distraction techniques. Now, some people may think that this is a little odd, but when I say use distraction techniques, I'm talking about using positive distractions. Again, those things that are going to rejuvenate you, those things are going to help you grow. Now, in a self-defense mindset, you know, I might drop something, and that'll distract you so that I could do something else. Well, we're talking about distractions as in a relief valve, keeping you from going off the deep end. So a positive self-defense could be, you know, going to the lake, looking at the ocean, you know, going to look at water, getting one of those fountain features in your office that plays, that, you know, where the water comes down to relax you and soothe you, putting things in your office that make it feel at home, make you feel comfortable. I understand a lot of people look at work as a sterile space. Well, guess what? You're a human being. You need interaction. You need things to keep you motivated. You need to be reminded of what your why is. You know, every now and then you need to take a movie with your wife or significant other or just by yourself. Maybe go to the park or playground and play around in there and just have fun. Spend time with your family as much as possible. You love them and they're your why, so guess what? You need to give them your time and your attention. You're right? You need to stop talking to people like you don't care. You need to tell people that you care about them. And then, again, walk the walk and talk the talk. Again, sometimes something is number six is just a simple walk could be something that could help you get your peace of mind. Take vacations. I've talked to a whole lot of entrepreneurs that tell me they don't take vacations. They don't take vacations. They work in 80 hours a week. Stop it. You're killing yourself. And in the end, guess what? It's a job. Even if the job is your dream come true, it is still a job. It will either be there or it won't be there. If you're doing the things to keep that balance, and using those distractions to help rejuvenate yourself, guess what? You're going to be all right. You're going to succeed. You're going to get to where you need to get to. Another thing is music. You know, in my old offices, I always had music, and in my office now, I have music that I play. Well, that music isn't something that's going to get my blood pressure up. It's usually something that's calming and soothing, something that I can listen to easily. Another thing is reading. Ladies and gentlemen, please consider this. Turning your car into a university on wheels. You know, books on tape, all of these other things that can help you to grow, to develop, and to become more than you are. You know, it was Jim Rohn who said that you don't do a thing for just the money. You do it for what it will make of you. You do it for what you will become from doing it, that development, that growth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's priceless. There's too many graves that are full of people that died with all of the knowledge they acquired inside their heads. So that grade, that mind, that ability, that knowledge, that talent died with those people because they didn't share it. What are you hoarding? You only have a certain amount of time to live. Share that information with someone else so that they can grow and not repeat your mistakes. Also, go to the library. There's a ton of knowledge in the library that's sitting there that somebody took the time to write down and to share with individuals. Remember, you are great. You're capable of great things. Stop taking deep breaths and deep inhalations and be calm. You know, stop worrying about things that you can't fix. Stop focusing on things that you can't change. You know, you need to say, I am great. I am calm. I am happy. And I am in control. And guess what? As you practice that and as you put those efforts in mind, guess what? You will be. You will be. Another thing that I want to talk about is you got a lot of people, and this is a little bit of a change of a subject, but you've got a lot of people that they don't look at where they're vulnerable. If you're vulnerable someplace, you're vulnerable there. Accept it. Work on it and try to make it better, but don't focus on it. Focus on the things that you are good at. And the things that you aren't good at, give them to other people to do or find other people that can help you to do them. They don't have to be paid employees. They can be friends. They can be associates, but they're better at it. You've got some people that love to do certain things, but if you don't give them the opportunity to do those things that they love to do, who are you stealing from? You're stealing from yourself. All of us have what I call our personal weapons. Our personal weapons are a strong and open mind, two ears, all right, listening and listen. You've got one mouth and two ears. You need to listen. Too many people are coming up with thoughts instead of listening to what's going on around them. They're missing the big picture. You also need to respect and pay attention to other people. These are part of your personal weapons. All right, you also need to get the facts. You know, as they used to say on Dragnet, the facts and nothing but the facts. You need the facts so that you can be a fair and consistent individual. I understand that there's going to be emotion in there. I understand that there's going to be a whole lot of different things going on. But you need to get the facts and stop reacting without all of the information. Communication. You need to make sure that your communication is clear and deliberate and the people that you're talking to. Instincts. Follow your instincts. Let's try this again. Instincts. Follow your instincts. Next number would be number seven, avoid confrontations and, of course, using force. Listen with your whole body, ladies and gentlemen, not just with your eyes. Don't just be going there giving them the naha, naha, naha. All right? You need to listen with your whole body. All right? You can't force people to go against their nature. No matter what you do, you can't do it. The key to everything in all of these things that we're talking about, for your business, for your social life, for your personal life, for your interaction with your wife, your kids, your business partners, your significant others, all of the above is communication. But as somebody told me, you need to communicate with those individuals on a level that they can understand. All right, if you're talking, you know, PhD level stuff to somebody that's only at high school, they're not going to get you. You're not going to get the connection. And that disconnection is going to cause frustration. It's going to cause aggravation, and it's going to cause you and everybody around you problems. So when you're communicating with someone, communicate with them on their level. Does that mean that you're dumbing it down? No. That doesn't mean that you're dumbing it down. What it means is that you're explaining it to a person so that they can understand it. What is it? The average American only has like a 6th or 9th grade level of education and understanding, even some of those with college degrees. Plus that, if they're having their own self-talk while you're talking to them, they're not even hearing half of what you're saying. They're not even hearing a quarter of what you're saying. Plus that, do you walk the walk and talk the talk when you talk to people in your business and as professionals? Again, some simple things to look at and some simple things to think about. But communication is key, and it's a great use of some of the rules that we have there. The other thing is, remember this. Anger is a wind that blows out the mind, the light of the mind. Don't get angry. Keep your head. Sometimes a situation gets really blown out of proportion because we get upset and we start to panic and we start to get angry or we start to get impatient. You need to be patient. Avoid panic by practicing. Do the things that you need to do. Because guess what? Panicking is a waste of your time. It really is. Losing control is a waste of your time. It doesn't get anything done. Crying about it doesn't get anything done. Disengage if you have to disengage because the situation is getting heated. Disengage and walk away. All right? If you have to disengage and run away, disengage and run away. Because if you say things, you can't necessarily always pull them back. All right? So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. We need to practice. You need to practice every day. All right? Every day you need to practice. Every day you learn different things. Every day there's new opportunities. So remember, practice makes better. And better practice makes even better. So please take the goals, take the information that I've shared with you from Positive Self-Defense for Business, and this is just a brief overview, and start putting them to work for you. And live in your truth. Live in your truth. There's talent all around you, be it that you're the leader, the manager, the supervisor, or the employee. Just because you don't have a title doesn't mean that you can't lead. All right? Just because you have a title does not mean that you're not a leader, does not mean that you can't take control of a situation. Because guess what? The leaders aren't always going to be there. And we all know this too. Some leaders are positional leaders. They're not really leaders. They're leaders on paper. They're leaders in rank and title. And they're leaders as far as looking at their paycheck. But as far as them actually being able to do all of the things necessary, most of us can't do it. We need help. All right? From the brightest and smartest to the richest or the poorest or the least intelligent. We all need help. So, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to say thank you for listening. As always, I truly appreciate it, and each day I am humbled. If you like the show in the upper left-hand corner, please click follow and follow us for future shows. But until then, take care, be well, and I wish you every success.